Let us sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 42. Like as the hart for water brooks in thirst doth pant and bray, so pants my longing soul, O God, that come to thee I may. Psalm number 42, and we sing verses 1 to 4, the opening five stanzas, 1 to 4. Now let us read in some verses in Acts chapter 2, chapter 2, in the Acts of the Apostles at the opening verses. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And we go to verse 11. Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. And Peter's reply, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Well, let us join together now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that once again the word of God would be our teacher, that we would be good listeners and good learners, that we would be willing increasingly to learn, even over the same passages of Scripture and the same themes and doctrines that we have been so familiar with on many, many previous occasions. Yet we know there is always something new, and there is always something needful, and always something that perhaps we have never noticed before, or perhaps never noticed and appreciated, or perhaps appreciated up to a point and never noticed really the magnitude and the significance of what it was that we were appreciating. And so we recognise, O God, that there are always new areas of life and thinking to be covered and, as it were, filled in by the teaching and the continual and deeper teaching of the Holy Ghost as he opens up unto us the Holy Scriptures. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that the Word of God is a consistent message, that it does not, in a sense, overtax our time, in the sense that it is written and sufficiently full and sufficiently varied to teach us many things about many things, and yet sufficiently concise and sufficiently brief, as it were, that we can manage the whole message that God has for us. And so we give thanks for the clarity and the fullness, the sufficiency, and indeed, in a sense, even the brevity of the Scripture. And so we come always to this one source where we have the recordings of God's words and God's works that are the foundation for all subsequent generations of faith and faithfulness wherever in the world we may be found. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, for the Lord's Day, which enables us to gather as we do now. We give thanks for the Lord's people who enable us to listen into the Scriptures together. We give thanks for the prayers of God's people who encourage us and support us in ways perhaps that we hardly even know about. But in these cries that God's people make, crying unto him day and night, we know that the work of the gospel progresses and expands and is defended, is surrounded with God's dealing, bringing on the work, and always using God's people as fellow workers. And we know that the word of God is increasingly outreached and in depth received, because God's people are praying the blessing of God from heaven upon the word read and upon the word proclaimed. We give thanks for today, for the opportunity once again to gather around the Holy Scriptures. And even although we do not see each other face to face in these days of closures, yet we do from time to time speak one with the other. And through these sermons recorded and sent out, as it were, for the availability of anyone who is interested in listening in, we pray that we would remember that God's word is never returning to him void, that there is a purpose in it, and that there is a gracious purpose. God's people brought in by God's word and the preaching of the gospel and the hearing of the gospel. And so we pray, O God, that this preaching of the word would grow on apace, that we would be encouraged even in these days when there seemingly is so much to discourage, and we hear from time to time of discouragements in churches and individual Christians perhaps cast down and confused somewhat in these days. We pray that always we would direct them and ourselves be directed to the Scriptures, which make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. So as we come once again, help us to have an appetite, a renewed hunger, and a renewed thirst for the living God and the living word of the living God. And like the psalmist of old, we pray that we would be satisfied with nothing else than the living God as our God. And we give thanks, O God, that the Scripture tells us that this living God speaks to us because he is interested in us. And as we love to speak to those that we love, so our God loves to speak to us, because he has a great love for us and a care for our souls. We confess our sins, which are many, beyond our numbering. We confess, O God, because there is always the need for confession. And when we keep silent, we find that our hearts burn within us. And when we do confess and open up our lips and our hearts again to the God of the Scripture, he opens up his word to us, and we see once again the great heart of God as it is made known to us in this holy word. So help us to be thankful for the health and the strength that we have and the liberty that we have so to read and so to gather again under the sound of the word. May it be a life-giving, a life-saving, a life-directing, a life sanctifying word, a life of empowerment. The word of God, the word of the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. And may it be to us today that power and that wisdom of God, whereby we are empowered and made wise increasingly how to believe, how to behave, how to put on Christ, how to put off the old man. So bless us all together, and all those for whom we pray now, Lord, those upon our hearts. Thou knowest all things, and we, as we gather public, as we gather in the community now to publicly, in a sense, hear together as we come to the recorded words, so we pray that the individual prayers of our hearts, the secret prayers, the secret burdens, the secret joys of our hearts would be acceptable now as we come to pray, to praise, to preach, to listen, and above all to worship. And this all we pray for the glory of God's great holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read again in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 8. And we shall read from verse 1 to verse 25. In the Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, we read from verse 1. This is after the death of Stephen, which we have in the closing verses of chapter 7, as we know. And Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great, that day, literally, there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word, evangelizing the word. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because for a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power or this authority, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray to ye to the Lord for me, that none of those things which you have spoken come upon me." And they, the apostles, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And we leave the reading there. May God bless his word to us. Again, we remind you of the notices, our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, and next Lord's Day, God willing, the usual times, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 at the afternoon at the present time, 4:30. And it is expected that these will be recorded services also. After that time, we're just not sure what's going to happen. Well, we're never sure, but we don't want to go too far ahead. But at the present time, we're in lockdown and we're recording. And we welcome, of course, visitors to our recorded services. We're glad to have you. And we just hope and pray that these words of the Lord will be of some value to your salvation and to your sanctification. That is the purpose of the Word of God, to save and to strengthen God's people, making us wise, delivering us from foolishness, making us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And we continue to preach with that end in view. And that is the only end we have in view, to God's glory, that we may all become worshippers of God. That is the end of all things. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever, and in this world to enjoy him, and in the glory to come. Well, these are the intimations that I will comment on, and we shall now continue to sing in Psalm 42, and continuing at verse number 5, and we sing to verse 7, 5 to 7, three verses. "O why art thou cast down, my soul? Why in me so dismayed? Trust God, for I shall praise him yet. His countenance is my need." Psalm 42, verses 5 to 7.
Oh, wow.